Magic 104, today's hits. This is the Magic Morning Show, and I would like to welcome to the studio from North Country Independent Living. I have Dave Albert and Patrick Burrows joining me on the show. And Dave, let's start right off. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I want you to kind of set the scene. If there's somebody out there that hasn't heard of North Country Independent Living, I'm sure we've maybe seen the cards around with the NCIL and the license plate and all of that. But let's set the scene a little bit. What is North Country Independent Living? What's it all about? And explain that a little.
So North Country Independent Living has been around for a little over 20 years. And it was started by our owners because when they looked around for their father for a place for him to be, they couldn't find anything that really fit the needs that he had. Mm-hmm. So they had this desire to start their own place and to make it where it wasn't like a facility. It was like they had their own homes to just be a part of the community.
Okay.
So we have 6 homes now with different number of individuals in each home. And if you were to drive by them, you would never know the difference. And each person has an opportunity to work, to do a job, to go into the community, go to movies, and just do anything fun that they want to do, but also to develop and work on their life to become more independent.
Right. Hence the independent living, which
Correct.
is full circle there for sure. And so are there, I think it's the proper term, is there caretakers that live with these individuals? How does that work?
There is. So we have 3 different shifts. There's an A shift, which is like 7 to 3. B shift is 3 to 11, and then there's a C shift that is 11 to 7 a.m. And so they are, each house has staff 24/7 mm-hmm. in case there's any needs for the clients. And it depends on the house, how many clients there are to how many staff there are.
Okay.
But you could have anywhere from 1 staff to 4 staff per
Excellent.
Shift.
Very cool. And it's kind of a group atmosphere. I know that you guys are very active when it comes to joining different types of events, going out and seeing things about the town, going to see different things. It's pretty much an all-in effort, and it's a nice experience for everyone.
Yeah, it is. Our guys really like to get out and be a part of the community. And so there are a lot of things that we do to be a part and to try to help our community as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I've actually seen you guys quite a few at a few of our events that we've thrown over the years here. In fact, that's how I met Patrick here. And Patrick's joining us on the air, Patrick Burrows. Patrick, how long have you been involved with North Country Independent Living?
About since 2012.
Oh, wow. So almost about 8 years now. How has your experience been? Do you enjoy working with NCIL and all of that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? What's your favorite part about it?
I like listening to music on the Magic.
Oh, thank you so much. That's great.
I like listening to Billie Eilish's songs.
Billie Eilish, yep.
I wish I had some of her CD, one of her CDs with the songs on it, but I'll see what I can do.
Oh, you should have asked Santa Claus for that one.
I did, and he said, well, I don't know.
Maybe next year.
He looked at the album and the album art and said, oh my God, it looks like she's all going to fall off the bed.
And now, Dave, you actually lived with Patrick in previous years, or you've lived with him for a few times. You've been knowing him for quite a while.
Yeah, so Pat and I have actually worked together for 7 years now, almost 8 since he's been there. We both came in 2012.
Cool.
And it's been an enjoyable experience. We've learned and kind of grown together.
Yeah.
But it's been enjoyable.
But I like Patrick. He was not shy about coming up to the Magic 104 table. The first time we met, Patrick, you signed up for the birthday club with me.
Yeah.
And you love to tell me all about the music, like you said, that you enjoy listening to.
I also like listening, besides Billie Eilish, I like all the other music.
We play Taylor Swift. We get Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran.
I like all that.
Yeah, why not? What else do you like to do with NCIL? I know you guys are out and about. In fact, you just celebrated a birthday not too long ago with them.
I am 38.
Wow, 38.
And you won the birthday cake this month from Magic 104.
We don't even have that cake anymore. We all had a big slice of it, and I ate it, and, well, it's all gone now.
It's all gone. It was delicious, I hope.
Yeah, it was a big cake.
Big cake.
And I'm like, yowza, that's a big cake.
Awesome. I also saw some photos following North Country Independent Living on Facebook of you guys going to the gym. Is that something you guys do often?
Yeah, my friend Brandy Spuckett, if she's listening to this, hi, Brandy, how are you? I hope you're listening with your kids at the house this morning, getting them ready for school.
And when you go over with Brandy, do you guys,
We work hard.
You work hard. I was going to say, is there a lot of working out?
Yeah, I lift a weight with the handles, and
okay.
it works That's why my muscles are so big now.
That's right. You are jacked.
I'm trying to lose weight, and I eat very healthy. Hello, everyone in the Mount Washington area. How are you this lovely day? I'm on with Mr. Gino.
Yes.
And he's talking to my friend and me.
And you're doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm a man. I'm what they call a man about town.
You definitely are, especially with NCIL, and that's part of the fun of being part of the group.
And the vertical challenge that they're doing, it helps support
the Brain Injury Association, right? And that's a perfect segue. Let's talk about that a little bit, because we have North Country Independent Living, and it's a great resource here in the Valley. You guys are always about trying to help out causes.
This cause here is for the vertical challenge. It's for veterans with brain injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And Freddie Gill's in charge of the Brain Injury Association. Very nice woman. I've met her.
Mm-hmm.
And also, There's skiing involved. I know up here everyone loves the skiing.
Yes.
And I was a snowshoer for Special Olympics a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Awesome.
So if I could compete in the snowshoeing vertical challenge, I would, but due to health issues, I cannot do it.
Right. So you're going to be a spectator.
I have a heart condition.
Yeah, understandable. So you're going to be a spectator, and that's one of the things. You'll be there to cheer everybody on.
Yeah, I will, but I can't go up to the mound, but I just ask Freddie after they're done with it. I say, hey, Freddie, who did good? And they tell me who did good. and I say, oh, okay. And then I leave her office.
Yeah.
But the vertical challenge is the best.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Dave. Let's talk about the vertical challenge, since Patrick has led us right there to it. It's happening over at Bretton Woods on Saturday, January 25th. What can we expect from the vertical challenge?
Yeah, so the vertical challenge, I've had an opportunity to be a part of it for the last 3 years, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty cool experience. Basically, what happens is you can make a team of 2 to 4 people. It's up to you. It's $125 a person, but what that pays for is for your ticket to ski or to snowshoe. It's your lunch. We usually have lunch down at the big hotel that's down across from it.
Yep.
And then that also includes a beverage, a drink. And so what this does is this money actually goes towards, it supports our vets with brain injuries. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more specific than just the Brain Injury Association. And so what that money does is it goes and helps anything basically that the VA doesn't pay for, we help with the money to help them with.
Very cool. And this is a process that people can sign up for. They can register online and then come on out for the event.
Yes, they can. They can register online and come out to it. And it's what's neat about it is if you're skiing, they do like an anagram thing. So you ski different trails and find letters all throughout the mountain.
Okay, kind of like a scavenger hunt type of thing?
Like a scavenger hunt, yes. Sure. And then the snowshoers actually do a poker run, basically.
Nice.
So it's kind of neat. It adds to it. And everybody that's came out has really enjoyed it the last few years. But we'd love to see more people come out and support it.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys can go to the Brain Injury Association's website. And we'll actually throw a link up on our website. That will be conwaymagic.com and on our Facebook page. We'll make sure you guys to hook you guys up with the link so we can find out more. And it's happening over with our friends at Bretton Woods, which is really nice too. And like you mentioned, the snowshoers and the skiers alike, so everybody gets to be involved.
Everybody can be a part of it. And even if you can't come out, you can also call like companies or whatever that would like to support and you know, work in our community like that. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, types of local sponsorships and all that. And I know you guys work hand in hand quite a bit with the Brain Injury Association of New Hampshire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. That's a big part of what we do,
which is really awesome. Well, Patrick, I appreciate you coming on today. That's so fantastic of you to be able to stop by the studio.
No problem.
And do you have any final words for our listeners? I was going to say, I know you have a whole list of things you'd like to talk about.
If you're listening, Dennis, I hope you're at the house listening and you can hear my voice. Because we have a small radio in the living room, and it's on magic.
It's on all the time.
It's on all the time. We can hear your voice really loud and clear right now. Everybody can hear your voice.
Oh, good. I hope some people could walk up to me and say, you're on the radio.
I think you're going to get a lot of attention after this. You're going to be a big star.
I don't want to have too much to it. I don't want to have an ego. No. You got to check the ego at the door, people.
You do have to check the ego at the door, but I don't think that's a problem for you.
And another thing, Billie Eilish is coming out with a new album. That's why she has that Everything I Wanted song.
Did you hear that she's also going to be doing the James Bond film now? She's going to be doing the music for the new James Bond.
That ought to be interesting. She has an interesting voice.
And does.
She might sing something about shooting and stuff.
We'll see what she can come up with.
I watch a lot of her live stuff on my YouTube.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Magic. We appreciate that.
No problem,
that.
And thank you for the yummy birthday cake.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. I
got Levitt's had to do a lot with the birthday cake, more than we did.
I lifted the birthday cake with my hand, and it got it all over my hand.
But you at least you enjoyed yourself.
I always enjoy myself. And, oh, by the way, everyone at Sweat Street, if you can hear me, you could all listen in to what I'm saying and have a good time at the house.
I'm sure they are. Thank you so much, Patrick.
God loves and peace out.
There it is. God loves and peace out. I like that a lot. Dave, thank you for stopping by. Where can people go for more info when it comes to NCIL?
So we actually have a website that they can check out, as well as a Facebook page. And they can also come to the office, which is in the same parking lot as TD Bank and Priscilla's.
Yeah.
So we're right in there with the college, right across from the college. So
wonderful.
And Priscilla's has good breakfast and lunch.
They do have good breakfast and lunch, that's for sure. Patrick said so, so make sure you go and check it out. And don't forget, Saturday, January 25th, it's the Vertical Challenge winter event over at Bretton Woods. Again, I'll post up all those details on our website. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
All right. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.